You are in the Chapel of Our Father Jesus of Nazareth, a true jewel of Priego's Baroque architecture. Construction began in 1731 under Jerónimo Sánchez de Rueda and Juan de Dios Santaella, who designed a hexagonal space with an upper balcony opening onto the chapel itself and large windows that flood it with light. It is crowned by a fluted dome decorated with intricate stucco work in dark tones that contrast with the white. The pendentives between the arches are decorated with symbols of the Passion of Christ. The altarpiece is a magnificent work by two artists, as the lower section is attributed to Santaella, while the upper section was created by Francisco Javier Pedrajas, and the relief of the crowning with thorns is the work of Remigio del Marmol, an artist already in transition toward neoclassicism. Noteworthy is the altarpiece's adaptation to the chapel's architecture, featuring the fluidity of cornices, curved and mixtilinear forms, in unstable supports resembling estipites, characteristic of Santaella's style, while the second level features columns with composite capitals and a more uncluttered decoration. The current niche replaces an earlier one created by Francisco Javier Pedrajas and was remodeled in 1928 by the sculptor Garnello, who added marble and gilding. Here, the image of Nuestro Padre Jesús Nazareno is venerated, a work attributed to the sculptor Pablo de Rojas, created in the late 16th century and undoubtedly the most popular image and the one that inspires the greatest devotion in Priego, especially on the morning of Good Friday, when it is carried in procession. It is a fully carved sculpture. The later Baroque custom, in an attempt to lend veracity and theatricality to the Passion, eventually led to the imposition of cloth robes and wigs on this type of Christ figure. It is conceived in a highly classical style, a serene face, a robust body that does not yield under the weight of the cross, and a whitish wash on the face, where there is still no interest in showing either pain or blood. It is no coincidence that Pablo de Rojas is one of the first sculptors to create these models, which other sculptors would later replicate up to the present day. Flanking this image on either side of the altarpiece are the figures of St. John and Our Lady of Sorrows. His style, sober yet deeply expressive, displays characteristic features of the Granada school associated with Rojas: refined anatomies, delicate faces, and an intense emotional charge. Beneath these niches, we can observe in display cases a young St. John and the Good Shepherd, works by the Granada-born artist José Risueño.